Please listen carefully.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish positive stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we will be sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast.
So by subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Monday, March 30th, 2020.
And here are today's top solutions. Our first solution comes from our business section on The Optimist Daily, and it's about CEOs who are giving up their salaries to avoid layoffs and closures. As COVID-19 wreaks havoc on our economic system, some CEOs are stepping up and foregoing their own salaries to protect workers from layoffs and store closures. Many key players in the airline industry, which has taken a particularly large hit during the outbreak, are sacrificing corporate income for worker well-being. The CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian, announced he will forgo his salary for 6 months, and the company's board members have elected to do the same. Alaska Air, United, and Allegiant are all implementing similar policies. Marriott CEO Arne Sorenson is giving up his salary for the rest of the year and has cut pay for senior management in half. Hyatt CEO Mark Hoplamazian and board chair Tom Pritzker will forego their salaries through May as well. Key nodes of the sharing economy, such as Lyft, Uber, and food delivery services, have remained in high demand during the COVID-19 outbreak, but concern for worker health is also high. Lyft co-founders John Zimmer and Logan Green are donating their salaries to support drivers and their health. And as gyms across the country close temporarily to stop the spread of the virus, Lifetime CEO Bahrain Akradi and the rest of the leadership team have taken an indefinite pay freeze as they shutter their 152 health clubs across North America. The company has also committed to paying its 38,000 health club employees their full pay through the end of March. While these senior pay cuts are a great start for worker relief, giving up a base salary most definitely does not leave these executives high and dry. Many reap far more income from other related company profits in addition to their salary. For example, CEO Oscar Munoz earned $3.8 million cash bonus on top of his salary last year. Others, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly, are giving up only a small fraction of income. He's taking just a 10% pay cut of his $750,000 a year salary. Nevertheless, CEOs and other executives' well-being of their workers is an impactful short-term solution for saving critical jobs. It is also symbolic of the role corporate leaders can play during crises. It is a solution for taking immediate action to protect workers and serves as an incentive for other companies to take swift action to support their employees as well. And Summers, this is really an important story right now as so much of the economy is being forced to reevaluate itself in the face of this unprecedented economic stoppage. I was listening this morning to a story about the food delivery service Instacart. Those employees are thinking about going on strike because of the low pay and the lack of any employee benefits. And this is an opportunity for them to really get some benefits in this crazy economy we're in right now.
Yeah, it's a key shifting for everything. And I think when we all do have incomes and we all have expenses, but I think in the case where these incomes are so substantial, taking some time off from earning it isn't a terrible thing. So,
yeah.
Our next solution, the critical role of bicycles during the COVID-19 pandemic, in the Staying Healthy section of the Optimist Daily. As the coronavirus spreads, one of our most powerful tools for self-sufficiency and staying healthy might just be the humble bicycle. In New York, cycling has increased by 52% over the city's bridges since social distancing protocols were put in place. And in Chicago, bike share use doubled in early March. Why are bikes so vital? Bicycles allow citizens to practice social distancing by avoiding crowded public transportation systems and can help those who live in rural areas or food deserts access critical supplies. If you don't have a car and live far away from the closest grocery store, biking to pick up food is a great way to stay healthy, get some exercise, and free up public transit space for those who really need it. Cities are stepping up and recognizing the role bikes play in day-to-day life, especially during a crisis. Bogota, Colombia is installing tens of kilometers of emergency cycleways, and New York City is looking to build two emergency bicycle lanes as well. Cities, including San Francisco, London, Amsterdam, and Berlin, are recommending residents ride or walk to essential services, although it is still mandated that all cyclists remain at least a meter apart. This is not the first time bicycles have come to the rescue. During the 1973 OPEC oil embargo, the Dutch government enacted a mass program of cycle track construction, which boosted bike riding, and to this day, 30% of transportation in the country happens on bikes. While biking is better than public transportation, it's still recommended that you only venture outside for your necessary exercise and resupply trip. This is why France and Spain have banned recreational biking for the time being. Biking is great if you have to leave the house, but stay home if you can avoid it. Since its invention, the bicycle has been one of humanity's key transportation tools. They are efficient, accessible, and easy, and they reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Cycling will help get us through the COVID-19 pandemic, and expanding bike lanes and storage is a solution to get us through another global crisis, climate change.
Summers, I love this story. And actually, I've seen ads recently that have been republished in various places from the 1918 flu pandemic, where there was a lot of agitation at that time for people to use bicycles instead of public transportation to help curtail the spread of the flu back in 1918, 1919. So it's funny how the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, the good old bicycle. And hopefully there will be some bicycle companies who can step up and offer to maybe support healthcare workers.
Definitely. And speaking of supporting healthcare workers, our next story is from the business category on the Optimist Daily. And it is, these shoe companies are stepping up to support healthcare workers. Last week, we talked about Project N95, which is connecting healthcare workers with critical personal protective equipment during the COVID-19 pandemic. But shoe companies Crocs, Allbirds, and Clove are meeting the needs of medical workers by taking care of their footwear needs. They are donating free footwear to these workers who spend long hours on their feet. Crocs is giving away a free pair of clogs to any healthcare worker who requests a pair on their website. The company is prepared to give away 10,000 shoes a day and will also send 100,000 pairs to healthcare institutions around the country. Allbirds also started donating pairs of their wool runners, their best known style, last week to healthcare workers that submitted requests via email. After donating 5,000 pairs, the company switched to a buy one, give one model. You can buy a pair online and the company will donate a pair to a medical worker. Clove is a startup that designs shoes specifically for healthcare workers. They have started organizing shoe deliveries to hospitals in need, such as Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, where they arrive to surprise their employees with footwear. They have enough supplies to donate 200 pairs of shoes and more than 1,000 compression socks. Healthcare workers are truly on the front line of the coronavirus outbreak. They spend long hours on their feet as it is, and the outbreak is only adding to the physically demanding nature of the job. Not every company can alter production to create medical supplies, but this is a great example of companies stepping up to support medical workers in any way that they can.
Thank you, medical workers, for all that you do. And we are so grateful for you. It's just, what more can we say? Thank you to these two companies for stepping in. And thank you, medical workers, for being the heroes of this. Parents, these 5 free resources will help make homeschooling better in the education section of the Optimist Daily. As a parent of a young child, the outbreak of the coronavirus can make life particularly challenging. With schools closed, parents now have kids on their hands around the clock, with an added responsibility of guiding them through virtual school. If this situation sounds familiar and you're new to homeschooling, here are 5 free resources from FreeThink that will help you and your child make the grade. Free internet. Teachers are scrambling to put together take-home packets, and many are opting to post assignments online. But some families don't have a home internet connection. This can make homeschooling in 2020 nearly impossible. In response, Comcast is offering 60 days of free internet access to low-income families, and Xfinity hotspots at locations across the country are free to everyone. Free homeschooling curriculums. Many homeschooling programs are offering free web-based curriculum, such as Other Goose. Their program, which was created by a homeschooling mother, generates a custom curriculum for children aged 2 to 7 years old. For the budding K-12 bookworm, ReadWorks.org is a reading comprehension service. Because it is donation-based, you can access the content for free or pay what you can afford. For math and science lessons, try Discovery K through 12. Videos and webinars. There are a bunch of educational webinars and videos that will help keep your kid learning and occupied when you need to turn your attention to work. Mo Willems of Elephant and Piggy and Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus is hosting Lunchtime Doodles at 1 p.m. EDT. I think I want to go to that. For free science lessons during the school closings, tune to Mystery Science and TED Ed adapts lessons into animated videos for children. Educational video games. Minecraft announced that they are giving away educational lessons in the game and extending free access to Education Edition for teachers. You can find the lessons in the Minecraft Marketplace under the new Education category. In Minecraft, the best-selling video game of all time, the 145 million active players use digital blocks, like Legos, to build virtual worlds. The lessons, which cover biology, math, and culture, will now include downloadable worlds. If your child is a Minecraft fan, this is a win-win opportunity. And last, foreign language learning. For children learning English as a second language or diving into their first study of a foreign language, leaving the classroom and not being immersed in the new language for a few months will be a real setback. Thankfully, Voces Digital, an online school for foreign languages, is offering free access until June 30th. And there are a lot more resources online that are available. I know we've covered them on the Optimist Daily. This is just really exciting to see all of the options. Now, I'd love to come up with some ideas for how to entertain an 8-month-old.
Yeah, that's a challenge, Summers.
I will admit, I let her watch TV. I put on Disney, Chip and Dale videos, and she watched them for like 5 minutes, and I felt like such a terrible mother, but I needed 5 minutes.
our screen budgets are going to be going through the roof in this being forced to be at home with each other and without our normal resources for childcare. I feel for you, Summers. I really do. All right. In our final story for today, we're moving away from the COVID-19 crisis that we're all experiencing for a story in environment. New bacteria discovered in landfills feasts on hard-to-recycle plastic. Nowadays, green-minded scientists and innovators are fighting an ongoing battle against the global plastic pollution problem, looking for new ways to reduce the insurmountable buildup of waste that ends up in landfills or destroys ecosystems. One of the most compelling recent discoveries comes from researchers in Germany who have found a plastic-eating bacteria that may help us reduce plastic waste in the decades to come. The bacterium, which was found at a waste site where plastic had been dumped, not only breaks down plastic, but uses it as food to power the process. And what's particularly interesting is that the bug is the first that is known to attack polyurethane, a type of plastic that is widely used to produce items such as sports shoes, nappies, kitchen sponges, and as foam insulation, but is mostly sent to landfills because it is too tough to recycle. When broken down, it can release toxic and carcinogenic chemicals that would kill most bacteria, but the newly discovered strain is able to survive. While much work still remains to be done before the bacteria can be used to treat large amounts of plastic waste, its discovery represents an important step forward towards a better understanding of how nature can help us find exciting and viable solutions to this environmental challenge.
Thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Be a part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll be here for you every day.
Thanks, Summers, and thanks, the world. Bye.
Bye.